Hey guys, welcome back to the Naked Marriage Podcast. We are Dave and Ashley Willis, and on this podcast, we undress the truth about sex, intimacy, and lifelong love. Quick announcement before we dive in, our new book, The Naked Marriage, same title as this podcast, The Naked Marriage, releases in just a couple weeks from the date that that you're listening right now, if you're listening on the day it comes out. And we're so excited about this book. If you pre-order it within the next couple weeks, there are some pre-order bonuses that you'll get instant access to, including a free ebook download of our previous book, The Naked Truth About Sex, plus some video conference talks from the XO Marriage Conference, some of the most popular talks that we've done. So you can find all the information about that at the site nakedmarriagebook.com.
That's right. And today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about probably one of my very favorite subjects when it comes to marriage, and that is date night ideas, but especially date night ideas on a budget. So let's dive in.
I love the topic of today. I love date night. Date night has been one of the biggest things we've done for our marriage to stay connected over the years. It's like fuel for our souls when we make that time to connect. But we get that there are a lot of reasons why people say, but we can't do consistent date night because of this or that. And one of the biggest objections usually comes down to budget. People say, we just don't have the budget for that. And so we want to answer your questions directly by removing the barriers and talking about some of our favorite low-cost date night ideas. You can implement these, you can do these, save a bunch of money, and really connect as a couple. So, sweetie, let's jump in. Sure. What are some of your favorite low-cost date nights?
Well, first and foremost, I think we need to address kind of the elephant in the room when it comes to date nights. And that's if you have children, there's the babysitting issue. And, you know, if you're like us, you may live away from family. And so you don't have kind of built-in babysitters. You don't have siblings that could watch your kids or parents that can watch your kids. And so whenever we talk about date night, we always get those questions. And so I'm not going to harp too long on this, but there are some affordable ways to even find babysitting. And I think one idea is that you and another couple kind of provide babysitting for each other and you kind of swap date nights, so to speak. And so you find friends that you really trust that are good with kids and great. It's good too if you already know their kids and there's kind of, you know, a relationship there. And basically you watch them one night and let this couple go on a date and then they do the same thing for you another night. And so that way it's free. There's no money exchanged here. There's just kind of time and effort exchanged. And that's a great thing. I also think another thing is wherever you are in the United States, there is usually a gym. It's either a Parks and Recreation type gym or a YMCA. And they often have what they refer to as parents' night out. Some gyms, if you are a member at the gym, they can be for free. And we used to have this kind of when we lived in Augusta, Georgia.
We lived for those free monthly.
We lived for them, and it was monthly, and it was awesome. Even gymnastics places will do them for a minimal fee, and they'll give you usually about 4 to 5 hours. Our YMCA always did it for about $5 a kid. And with four children, I felt like that was certainly a deal. And they usually feed your kids.
Yeah, they give them pizza and everything.
It's amazing. And so I just encourage you, go to the mom sites in your city or look in your neighborhood newspaper, neighborhood website and see what is offered. You know, I think sometimes we just don't do kind of the grunt work that it takes to find babysitting. And it does take work. And I will tell you, seek and you will find. You will find
that's
it.
That's right. Hey, Jesus said that.
That's
so
right.
You know that's true.
That's right. It's biblical.
Yeah. And really the verb tense Jesus used is seek and keep on seeking.
That's right.
Knock and keep on knocking. And so don't just look once and give up. You got to keep seeking sometimes.
That's
you know,
right.
You've got to keep looking for those options. You know, scour Facebook for the moms groups and the different things like Ashley talked about. And for the moms nights out, you will find affordable childcare that's quality and that your kids will enjoy.
Right.
If you're really looking for it. They won't even realize it's childcare. They're just going to think you're taking them someplace awesome and fun, which it will be.
Yeah.
And then you and your spouse can go out. So once you've got the childcare thing down, once you've
they're safe,
they're taken care of, they're eating pizza somewhere, laughing and playing with other kids. But now you're like, all right, well, we don't have much money.
Right.
What do we do? And so for us, you know, we come back to this a lot. A lot of our best date nights didn't involve a big fancy expensive meal or tickets to something, you know, something that's really expensive. You know, very often it's just about connecting. It's about talking. Where can we talk? And we have some of our best talks when we're on a drive or when we're on a walk. I mean, a walk or a hike is really some of our favorite date nights because it gets our heart rate going, gets a little exercise, and we connect. And it doesn't cost a thing to get outside in nature. Or if it's raining outside, sometimes just walking around the mall. You'll see all kinds of stuff, people watching and walking around the mall.
Walmart.
Oh, man. You will definitely see some stuff.
You will.
People watching at Walmart. We love it. And even if we're just going to the grocery together at the end
it's
of
so
the day,
peaceful.
A lot of our dates end up at the grocery.
Costco.
Like, oh, we got to get milk. We got to get this.
Yes.
But when you are intentional about using it as a time to connect, anywhere you are, even the cereal aisle at the grocery store can be a
That's
romantic
right.
spot. And so you have to just think creatively.
You know, I'm laughing right now because when we were first married, we literally had like 2 cents to our name. I was still a student at Georgetown College. If you're
Woo-hoo!
A Georgetown College person, go Tigers if you're listening. But we were there and Dave was working for the college and we were just barely getting by financially speaking, but we were in love and that's all we needed. We were literally living on love. And we wanted to have a date night. So I remember there was this store. It's kind of like Walmart. It's called Meijer. And it was only about 20 minutes from us. And they offered free coffee all the time. And we would literally go to Meijer. And we would go and I'd be like, you want a coffee? I mean, we literally could not even afford
thing of
Starbucks.
Coffee.
And I would go and get the free little thing coffee. And they even had like the cream and the sweetener. And I would feel like I am having
we
a coffee are date.
We are living it up. Now we've upped the game to Costco where you get free samples of all different kinds.
And we love the sample days. I'm serious. Like you
we'll
have to think that way. You have to think that way
you
when you're on a budget.
If it's free, it's for me.
That's right.
And there's a lot out there that's free or really cheap. If you're
yes.
Again, if you seek, you will find. If you're really looking for it, if you don't just go to the default of, well, we've got to spend all this money.
Right.
Because sometimes the best ways to connect are the free ways. You know, when we go and spend a bunch of money on tickets to something, it's a neat experience, but we're not interacting.
No, we're watching something.
We're watching something, and then we talk about
Which is still fun. I mean, don't get us wrong. That's still spending time together. But it's a, you know, it takes a lot more money. And so a lot of times, you know, our favorite dates, like Dave said, are finding a beautiful local spot, walking around, and sometimes even like bringing our own food. You know, like we'll go get some Jimmy John's. We are huge Jimmy John fans. And like we will get a sub sandwich and we'll take it to wherever we're going. And it's amazing.
It is. And just for the record, none of these people are sponsors of the podcast.
No,
like
we're
Jimmy John's and Costco.
It.
We're name dropping.
This is just our favorite.
Yeah, this is just what we like.
Yes.
Now, if you listen to the last podcast, which if you missed the last episode, please, as soon as you finish this one, go listen to it. Shanti Feldhahn, our friend, social researcher,
She's
had
awesome.
Amazing insights about the needs of men versus the needs of women, the insecurities of men, the insecurities of women. And it is groundbreaking stuff for your marriage. But one thing she said that I just loved, she talked about how we need to keep dating. Don't stop dating after you get married, but you keep dating. And that it really... It can be simpler than we make it. Sometimes
right.
we overcomplicate it. Like, well, we've got to keep dating forever. That just seems so expensive and so complicated. But she just said, no, it's really just the simplicity of looking for ways to connect with each other.
Right.
And that's really what we're talking about. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be complicated. You have to be intentional.
Right.
Because it won't happen by accident. It won't happen when you're on autopilot. You've got to put it on the calendar. You've got to say, we're going out Tuesday night. You can't wait for perfect timing because it doesn't exist, especially
no.
if you have kids and there's always something else you could be doing.
Right.
But when you will prioritize your marriage, everybody wins.
It's so true. And I think too, date night needs to become a regular part of our marriage. I think
yeah.
that's the key because so many times, especially when you have children and you have busy jobs and you have all your church activities and all the different things that your kids are involved in, it's so easy to not have time. And I just want to challenge you, if you're listening right now and you're like, you know, that'd be so nice if we had the time. But, you know, little Johnny and Susie have soccer this many days a week and then we have gymnastics this many days a week and then we have all this other stuff that we're involved in. I just want to challenge you and say, if you're too busy for a date night, then you're probably too busy. And something's got to get off your plate here because
so
you
good.
Have to invest in your marriage and you have to be intentional. And it's going to have to come from both of you because if you don't make your marriage a priority, then everything and everyone else is going to come before it. And so I would just challenge you this year, you know, we're at the beginning of a new year. If you're listening to this when it first comes out, if you're not, any time of year is good for this. But especially when you're trying to start new habits, it's so good to just start fresh and try to start something new. And so make it your mission this year and any time of the year, if you're getting out of the habit of doing this, make date night a priority. And it really is going to take getting it on the schedule. Now, for some of you, it's going to be maybe once a month, and that's great. For some of you, maybe it's, you know, every 2 weeks, maybe it's every week. Whatever it is, it may look different for every couple, and that's just fine. I just encourage you to have that time together. And I think sometimes, too, it's not getting a sitter. It's putting your kids to bed early. It's putting your work away. It's not watching TV by yourself in a room. It's coming together and talking, you know, get one of your all's favorite desserts and bring it home and just have some coffee and talk and have a moment together. I think some of those nights, we've done that a lot of times if we're having, you know, a busy week and we can't get a sitter this week because sometimes we have 4 kids. We have to go like 7 sitters deep sometimes down our list.
Yeah, it's true.
And sometimes it just doesn't happen. And so what we do is we say, you know what? Let's put the kids to bed a little early. Sure enough, they don't like that. That's okay. We're their parents. We set the rules and we're like, you're going to bed early.
If we only did what they liked,
yes,
they would just eat ice cream all day and play video
games.
And
never go to bed, right?
Never go to bed.
So we put them to bed.
You've
got to
be the parent sometimes and say, you know what? You kids are going to bed at 8. You don't have to go to sleep. Read a book.
Yeah.
And like, what's that? Is it on a screen? No, it's not on a screen. Get an actual book, go up there and read it. And they'll be fine. In fact, they probably need more time like that of just kind of like silent, unstructured, you know, time to tone down from their day. But it's really about you and your spouse at this point. Even though it is a good thing for your kid, when you say, listen, mommy and daddy need our time. I'm telling you, the healthiest couples we've known, the mentor couples who have had great marriages for decades and decades, including Jimmy and Karen Evans, who talk openly about this being a regular part of their rhythm when they were young parents, of telling the kids, now look, we've had our time as a family, but now it's mommy and daddy time. We're going to go to the bedroom. We're going to watch a movie, pop some popcorn. Who knows what else might happen?
That's right.
But really, it's just about us connecting. And the kids just came to realize this is a normal rhythm. And now their kids have great marriages themselves.
Right.
You know, Brent, of course, who's president of Marriage Today, they're continuing those same kind of rhythms in their own families. And so you're giving your kids a gift when you model this. I think sometimes we think, I'm neglecting my kid. They're going to remember me pushing them aside. No, if you give your kids your best when you're with them, but then you're intentional about saying, but my time with my wife, my husband is so important. And because we want to be our best for you, we've got to make sure we're making time for each other.
Right.
Those kids will learn those lessons and remember it. And even if they complain at the time, you're giving those kids the security that comes from seeing a mom and dad in love and committed. And you're giving them the gift of wanting to model that in their own marriage someday. And so everybody wins.
It's so true. You know, we don't want our kids, you know, thinking that, oh, mom and dad are parents, but they're not really, you know, lovers to one another. They're not really wanting to spend time together. I think there's so many kids that grow up in homes where they don't even think their parents want to spend time together. And, you know, we don't want that to be how it is in our home. We want our kids to know that we love spending time with them. But yes, we definitely love spending time together one-on-one too. And I think that's very healthy. And date night is one way that we can continually invest in our marriage and really kind of make our marriage a priority.
I know that you appreciate learning because you're listening to this podcast right now to learn and grow in your marriage, and props to you for that. So I want to give you another opportunity to learn. Our friends at Hillsdale College so believe in equipping our culture with truths related to history, economics, faith, citizenship. They're offering their college-level courses, some of their college-level courses, completely free. I encourage you to check out, to start with, the course on ancient Christianity, which is going to give you a really solid base in understanding what was happening culturally and historically during the early years of the church. It's really, really powerful, and the teaching is world class. You can find out all about it at hillsdale.edu/naked to enroll. And I'm telling you guys, there's no cost. This is free college level education, and it's going to benefit your life. So it's hillsdale.edu/naked to register. Check them out at hillsdale.edu/naked and start learning today. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it has saved its members on average $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. And so how it works, it monitors everything you're spending. It gives you a quick snapshot of where the money's going when it feels like money's flying out the windows like it does at our house sometimes. It helps you identify where it's going, and specifically those ongoing subscriptions. Maybe you signed up for a free trial, forgot to cancel it. Next thing you know, you're being charged $10 a month for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it cancels that stuff for you.
And we want to save you money too, because you guys, life is expensive. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/naked. That's rocketmoney.com/NAKED. rocketmoney.com/naked.
You know, I think sometimes too, we think that date nights need to be expensive and grand. And we've talked about this from the beginning of this podcast, that it doesn't need to be that way. I think sometimes we can be like really creative. And I was challenged by this several years ago. And I have a blog about this where this couple, and they made it to like, I think this was in like on the Today Show or something, where this couple came up with this plan that they would each plan their own date nights for the other, and they would try to outdo each other on the creativity level. And so I think that there was, the wife planned a Star Wars themed date night at home for her husband, and everything had Star Wars theme. Like there was like lightsabers involved, and the food had to do with Star Wars. And I think she came out in costume as like Princess Leia or something. It was crazy.
That's great.
And then the husband planned a Beauty and the Beast night, and down to even having like the rose enclosed in glass. And then he made this big meal, and he had music going. He had all the candelabras, like Be Our Guest and all this stuff. And it was just so fun. And this couple, when they were talking about it in the story, they just had such joy because they were planning this date just to impress their spouse and to have fun together. And they could laugh together. And it was kind of a big joke between them, but also this really sweet time that they look forward to. And I would encourage you, you know, maybe that's not your thing, but maybe it is. Like maybe there's like just something that you and your spouse loves that you could kind of plan for the date night and really surprise them and just see their eyes light up and connect with them in that special way. And I just encourage you to think that way. Think outside of the box.
Yeah, man, that's so good, guys. Think outside of the box. And my mind's just racing. Like I like lost track because I'm picturing the Beauty and the Beast thing, the Star Wars thing, and I'm thinking, man, what creative theme could I come up with?
Because so
I love
fun.
It. There's like a challenge in it. And
yeah.
The surprise. I think
it was a surprise.
I think that just bringing surprise and unexpected whimsy into your marriage whenever you can is such a gift, because when things start getting so predictable, and there's gifts in consistency. You know, you need to be
absolutely.
Consistent. But there also needs to be surprises along the way. And I think that when you can be intentional about creating those surprise moments, those sweet, unexpected moments, man, that's fun. You know, to give a plug for thinking outside the box on date night, like Ashley said, something I would strongly encourage you to consider as a date night or even a date weekend is coming to one of our XO conference events.
Yes.
So coming up the second weekend of February, the weekend right before Valentine's Day, at simulcast spots all over the country,
yes.
is the big event of the year. You can go to xomarriage.com. And if that weekend doesn't work for you, then we actually have a tour. We're probably coming to a city near you
yes.
sometime this spring or next fall. I know we're coming to California, to Pittsburgh, to yeah. You know, several spots in Texas, to Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
We're hitting
the nation.
Seattle, I think. I mean, we're hitting like all the different corners of the U.S., and we would love to see you at one of these events. And what's going to happen at these events is a lot of surprises, like we've
yes.
talked about. You're going to think new thoughts. You're going to be exposed to new things. You know, we're presenters at it, which we love, but we always learn from the other people who are presenting.
We do.
And I look forward to every single one of these events. And I look forward to meeting you guys, folks that have connected to us through podcasts or through Facebook or wherever, to meet in person and, you know, to give each other a high five and to hear your stories. Man, that is so encouraging to us.
It is. So we really hope to see you there. Make sure you go to xomarriage.com for more information.
All right. So a few more of these kind of free and cheap date night ideas. I think if you will just make it your mission to be aware of what's happening in your community.
Yes.
Every community has free stuff, cheap stuff. They have free concerts. They have movies outdoors.
We're obsessed with like festivals.
So we only moved here like 6 months ago. And we have people that have lived here for years and years that like will see us posting stuff on Facebook and they say, you guys just got here and you've done more and discovered more in this area than we have living here forever. And we say, well, there's all kinds of stuff. You just have to look for it.
Right.
You know, again, seek and you will find.
Well, I just love going on blogs. Like I go to the city blogs that talk about what there is to do in a city. And I also, you know, normally they'll also send you like local magazines that kind of have the things that are going on. And I'll keep those and I'll highlight the ones I want to do. And, you know, one of my favorites is like going to the farmer's market. I mean, that's a really sweet Saturday morning date. It's so fun. There's usually live music somewhere kind of in the row of people that are selling these amazing goods. And it's not just, you know, produce, which is awesome, but there's also, I mean, there's jewelry you'll find there. There's soaps and just new experiences. I love going there. And there's usually, you know, just some new things that you'll see each time. It's different every time they do it. And that's usually once a month, depending on where you are in the town and depending on the season. But I think you also, you know, look for those free concerts, or and even if they're not free, they're like a minimal fee.
Sure.
You know, when we lived in Georgia, there was an amphitheater there that was also near the library, and they would always bring in these different acts that would be maybe for $3 a person, and you'd bring your own food, and it was just really nice. They also had a little movie theater there that I think on certain days of the week, it would be $1 for the movie and $1 for the popcorn. And that is like the best kind of cheap date night I've ever heard, because I mean, movies are so expensive these days.
If you look, there are cheap and discounted movies at theaters. Sometimes the first Saturday, the first showing.
Or even a dollar theater. Like there's even dollar theaters out there. So
theaters are showing these older movies now, like inside the main theater.
Like Back to the Future, which is like one of our favorites.
So it's retro and it's cheaper than the regular tickets. And,
yeah.
Love it. And it's, you know, sometimes it's shopping without actually buying. You know, it's like window shopping.
We love going to a charming part of a town and just window shopping. Like we live currently in the DFW area, and there's a town called Grapevine, and it's just so charming. It's considered the Christmas capital of Texas. I highly recommend you come at Christmas time. It's just beautiful. But even all year round, it's got this really charming downtown area where you can walk and window shop, and it's just enjoyable. And then you can maybe drop and get a coffee. You can just look around, and that's so fun on a beautiful day.
Or go to open houses. Like, you know, we
have done that.
We watch HGTV all the time. And like
House Hunters.
House Hunters International, you know, all that. And go to open houses and just get some ideas, you know, decorating. And dream, you know, dream about maybe a place that down the road you might want to go and move, or what a renovation project you might want to take on in your house someday. And it doesn't cost you anything to go and just look. I think we love going to places like IKEA. Ashley is, among her many talents, she's actually an interior designer. She had her own interior design business at one point. And I love going with you to these places and just watching you light up
like
as you walk around IKEA or Nebraska Furniture Mart or, you know, World Market or, just... There's so many places that you love to go that it isn't honestly my thing. But
you're a good sport about it.
But I go
so
because
you like
I love
the
seeing you light up. Yeah. And that's sometimes you both have to step out of your own comfort zone to say, you know what, this isn't my thing. Like Ashley's come to sporting events with me.
Yeah.
And she's come to like, I really appreciate and enjoy them.
I have.
You know, we don't do it a ton, but she came from grew up in a house where they just never did sports. She had her and one sister.
And my dad wasn't really into sports.
We weren't a sports family. And so it was all foreign to her. And she started coming with me just being a good sport, even though it wasn't her thing. And she really has come to enjoy it. Like we just went to a Dallas Mavericks game.
My first professional
ever
basketball
NBA game.
Yeah.
And she had a ball.
It was so fun.
Yeah,
it really is. It's like opened up a whole new world for me. Now that's a more, you know, big ticket item, even though we got the cheapest tickets possible. But, you know, it's just finding things that you can enjoy together that are new experiences. Because for me, that was a new experience. But for Dave, it was something that he's always loved. And I got to share in that with him. And it was so fun.
Like Ashley said, it doesn't have to be expensive. In fact, like we kind of have a nightly date night, which is, you know, after the kids are asleep, we'll watch a show. We'll either watch something like The Office on Netflix.
It and just never gets old.
End our day with laughter because we just love that show. Or watch Bahamas Life on HGTV where somebody's looking to buy a house in the Bahamas where it feels like we're on a vacation for 30 minutes. And we're
just really watching it
for the scenery and feeling like we're ending the day with this little mini vacation. It doesn't cost us a penny, but you're sitting there on the couch, you know, giving each other a foot rub, looking at some beautiful place or sharing a laugh together. And it's just a great way to end the day.
You know, maybe you enjoy playing games. Like, our boys are gamers. I am not a gamer. In fact, I've had to really come around on this.
No, she's like offended by
I just do not get
anybody playing
it.
Games.
Like, they are all into Fortnite, especially our older boys. But, you know, maybe you guys are both gamers. And let me tell you, I've seen where you can go to GameStop or you can go to Walmart, any kind of those big box stores that sell games, and you can literally play games that you don't even have to own, and you can play each other. Like, it's amazing. Our son loves it, but I know adults. I see adults in there every time I go to GameStop. And, like, you guys go for it. Go for it and have fun together if that's your thing.
It's really good. Maybe your thing is to just go and be playful, like, you know, going to the toy aisle at Walmart and you know, picking up the Nerf guns and just, like, having a little mini battle. I think it really just comes down to thinking outside the box, being playful, being creative.
It made me think about this. There was another idea when it comes to Walmart and / Goodwill. I'm going to go on a Goodwill thing here.
Oh, she loves
Goodwill.
Let
me just say, I'm obsessed with Goodwill, Salvation Army, any thrift store, because you can find amazing things there. But you can also find some funny stuff. And I remember reading an article, or maybe it was a Facebook post about a couple that did this, and maybe they went out with another couple, and they had to go and pick out items at Goodwill for their husband or their wife to wear for the date night. And then they wore them the whole date night. Just like paraded around. I mean, they didn't even barely spend any money, but they paraded around town and they like just had such joy in being ridiculous together. And I know Dave and I remember one time we were at Walmart and we were just on a date night and we found this like lumberjack toboggan with a beard I wore it, then he wore it. And then we started like putting jackets on and being silly because it's just funny. And you can take pictures and remember and just be goofs together. It's like stuff like that is just the best.
Yeah, my parents, they've got a great sense of humor. And I know, you know, one time when they were living abroad, they went out and like dad made it his mission to like speak in a fake
That's
language
right.
the whole time so that the people would look at them and try to guess where they were from. Because
yes.
It was a place with a lot of like internationals. And so dad would just make up his own language. But it's just so silly. In that silliness, great memories are made. So
it is, you know, so fun.
Create a scavenger hunt and go together
yes.
and try to like hunt things
We've
down.
We've done that. It's really fun.
Yes,
and you can do
fun.
It with other couples too. And literally you can go, like usually scavenger hunts can be within a mall or even in a neighborhood. You just go knock on somebody's door and say, do you have a plastic fork? And then you go back to your car and it's just fun. And you really don't have to spend much money.
All right. And you don't have to knock on people's door because, you know, that could...
Well, no. But I mean, that is part of it. Like if you're in a safe, I'm
right,
talking, be safe, don't be weird,
yeah.
Be safe. But you can also do things like, I've seen couples, if you want to do kind of a group date night, you can do progressive dinners where they make dinners, different parts of the dinner in each other's houses. And so like you start out with an appetizer at one couple's house, then you guys have fun there. You drive to the next couple's house and you all have dinner there. You know, you have the main course and then you drive to the next couple's house and have dessert. And so it's a really fun way to get to know other couples, to have fun with your spouse and really not spend a lot of money.
To kind of land the plane on this point, connecting with other couples. It's so important that you and your spouse connect to one another. That's huge. And there needs to be a lot of time with just the two of you. But if you want to enrich your marriage, I think one of the best things you can do is to be intentional about building those relationships with other couples. And
yes.
So do those double date nights, do those, you know, group events, get with other families, get with other couples with children in childcare somewhere.
Yeah.
And that adult interaction and those friendships that can form out of that can really, really be something that will enrich your relationship.
It's so true. That some of our favorite date nights are when we've joined with other couples. So yeah. So we're going to go ahead and close this podcast. I hope your minds are just full of different ideas and don't feel like you have to do it all at once. You know, write these down and then just commit to like letting this happen. Some of these ideas happen this year. Put it on the calendar. We can't stress that enough. I think things are more likely to happen when you actually write them down. There's something about that, about putting, you know, pen to paper and writing it down and just make those date nights happen and make your marriage a priority. Again, we really hope to see you at one of our XO events. You can find out more information about that at xomarriage.com.